Hi there, this is Olivia, and I am doing a series of blog posts on how to choose your phone sex mistress. It's all on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. So, you're looking for a phone sex mistress. How do you find the best one? The best one for you. You can use a variety of ways to check her out before your phone sex call. This will be a series of general tips on where to find things in the LDW Group phone sex empire. And believe me, it is an empire. And specifically, how to communicate effectively with me. Remember, each mistress is different, so what you can expect from one woman, you might not get from another woman. I don't know if other phone sex companies have a live help recommendations desk, but LDW Group does. It's not 24/7 covered, but it's damn close. So you can IM with Ms. Molly or Ms. Cassidy and ask either one of them for a recommendation for a mistress. You can also send phone sex pre-call questionnaire to help you find a mistress perfect for you. You can also communicate with the mistress directly. According to a poll I did a while ago on our adult social networking site, Enchantrix Empire, less than 1 in 5 potential callers want to communicate via IM or email before a call. Each mistress has different ways of managing her Yahoo or Skype IMs in her emails. Here's what I do. I use Yahoo IM for sexy texting sessions. I use emails to stay in touch between calls. Here's why I do this. I believe in something called the science of attention. This is not a new change, but I'm going to highlight it here in this blog post. I stopped giving away massive amounts of free IM time because of things like this. A guy does IM warm-up with me, I get a call, he calls in, but goes to another mistress because she's available and I'm on a call. I encourage going to other mistresses because I know them, I like them, and we all like variety. I will never tell you you are not allowed to call others. But I do think it's rude to IM with someone that you're not going to call, and I don't like that when it's done to me. Here's the other main reason. It's that my call volume is such that I end up multitasking and then disengaging from someone that I care about, and that hurts my heart. It also takes me out of my sexy place, and I don't like that. Even though I made these changes a year ago, I find myself needing to add clarity and make sure that you understand what you can expect from me and our relationship communication. Then I also give you instructions on getting a sexy texting session. I find myself writing instructions multiple times a day, so I'm going to include them here in the blog post. If you want a sexy texting session with me, just get your sexy texting session time on the sexytexting.com site. IM me the email that you used when filling out the sexy texting form, and I will set myself to busy so we don't get interrupted. I'll confirm your email with the dispatcher and we'll be good to go. You will get my undivided, personal, and very explicit attention, and we will have a great time. This is very important. Please know that I stay logged in while you're getting your time. If we get interrupted by a call or another IM session, I will let you know, and I will check back with you when I'm done. I used to log out each time someone said he was going to get a session or would get a session, but I just got burned too many times and have missed other calls. Now, I stay logged in until you know you're ready. So, I'm curious, what do you think of my changes and my willingness to IM for free while I'm logged in for sessions? I'd like to hear from you. Or, better yet, let's do a session when you call 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.